Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
At the beginning of this year, it was expected by a lot of market analysts, including Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, that cow-calf producers might have a hard time making money here in 2017. But this fall, things have turned around, and now we're generally in the black. Jim Robb says that's good news.
It has, and I'd like to point out to people that we do these estimates because we're market analysts and, you know, drivers of the cow-calf decision-making are whether we're making a little bit of money in the industry, and forage conditions are two of the keys as we're looking ahead to cyclically cattle numbers and how producers will respond. So we use a cash cost plus pasture rent, but the relative change in these numbers is certainly, as we look back, since we've been doing these in the early 1970s, have been a key corollary to what herd numbers have done over time. And we did expect up until a couple months ago, until we had this very strong rally in calf prices, driven by the overall marketplace, cattle feeders making money, export demand, you know, a whole host of factors coming together. This measure of profitability, again, cash cost plus pasture rent on kind of an aggregate basis, would be negative this year. Certainly, we've had a lot of producers this year that faced wildfire, drought, flooding, and et cetera across the U.S. But, you know, the pleasant surprise in calf and yearling prices and rather low feedstuff costs now has turned that to positive, and strongly positive. Our estimate would put this number, close to $70 per head. And to give it more context, that'll be our about the same as profitability was in 2011, well below 2014, for example, but profit on this basis nonetheless. And that does bode well for producers in terms of their financial management, et cetera. So, again, a lot of producers have suffered with some Mother Nature issues in 2017. But on balance, the U.S. industry, especially on the cow-calf side, due to these market fundamentals and demand for product, has turned out quite a bit better than anticipated just a few months ago.
And that LMIC report on cow-calf average returns, predicting a $69 positive return for cow-calf producers this year. In 2016, we were in the red on the average of $21 per mama cow.
And I think that is a relative thing that we need. It is rather reflective of the overall industry. You know, not as good as 2 years ago, but certainly better than last year, and one that it probably takes a little bit of pressure off some of our financial decision-making in the industry at the cow-calf level.
So 2017's turned out to be pretty good. However, for the next couple of years, bigger calf crops are ahead. Jim Robb says that could pose some profitability problems for our producers.
Well, we had about everything come together in a positive way in 2017. And we have to remember that the calf crop in 17 is bigger than 16, 18 will be bigger again. So we are still, these increasing supplies that we talked about earlier are still something that the market will need to deal with and will be reflected in the prices of calves and yearlings, and will be a driver of the margins in the next 2 years ahead. And we shouldn't bank that we've cyclically turned higher on cow-calf returns. They're still under some pressure from the supply side.
That complete report from Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information folks are available on their website, lmic.info. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, the Radio Oklahoma Network, and OklahomaFarmReport.com.